fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our third hour. This is Firearms Monday. The prep tip today is to stock up on canned meat. The Freedom Training USA is world-class rifle and pistol training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Sam will start taking reservations for classes beginning soon. And the telephone number there is 417-718-2597. Sam, let's take this next caller, then we'll get to the firearms tip of the week.
Roger that.
We have Chuck in New Mexico. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, John and Sam. I don't know if either of you crossed tracks in your various careers with Colonel Christopher C. Miller of the Green Berets. He has a new book out called Soldier's Secretary, which I finished over the weekend. It is quite a read. I think you'd both enjoy it. The price of the book, the first 2 paragraphs in the introduction, and his last chapter, point number 10, Fire All the Generals, is worth the price of the book. Over.
Sounds good.
Well,
that's it. Just a heads up for the book. I think you'd both enjoy it, and if you have any recollections of crossing tracks with a man that was at the tip of the spear for multiple decades, it's quite a read.
All right.
I'll say 7-3 and I'll sign off.
Okay, thank you, Chuck. We got a chuckle out of you there, Sam, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't realize that between 8 years of the Obama administration and the Biden administration, so many good conservative generals have been purged out of our military. And that's why we're in the position we're in right now.
Of course, they can still be brought back by a new conservative president. I'm disappointed that President Trump didn't do that when he had the chance. Are we ready for a firearms tip of the week?
Absolutely. Firearms tip of the week is if you're going to train at the Freedom Center this year, do yourself a huge favor and get an RMR red dot sight on your pistol. It makes shooting so much more accurate, so much faster. The precision and the speed at which you can shoot compared to iron sights. And here's the most important part. It actually works in the dark. when you get in a defensive situation, you are 95% likely to be in the dark. And if you can't see your sights clearly in the dark, how are you going to quickly and effectively defend yourself? The RMR red dots, we use the Holosun 508s on our custom pistols. They have a titanium body. They're very tough, very reliable. They have a solar panel on them. So if your battery runs out of electrons in the daytime, you can still practice with it. It's fantastic. But that's the key. I mean, that will help you more than anything. We have women all the time that come to our basic classes. They're mixed in with the men. And when it comes to the final evaluation in the course, they have RMR sights on their pistols, and they absolutely smoke the men. They outshoot the men with the pistols. And it happens all the time. And that's how big an advantage it is. And honestly, the women are better pistol shooters anyway, typically, because they have better fine motor skills. But it's a neat thing to have on your pistol. It makes you very effective when you may need it most to defend your life or the life of a family member. And it's definitely worth putting on your favorite pistol.
I've noticed the same thing. Generally, the women students that I've had come in with no bad habits, especially the real green novices, or men. Frequently, men have a decades-old bad habits that are very difficult to break, aren't they?
Yes, that's true. You know, that's very common. If you've done a lot of shooting in your life, but you haven't had any Tier 1 asset level training, you're going to have a lot of bad habits to break.
Absolutely. Our next caller, Sam, is Leonard in Montana. Good morning, Leonard.
Good morning. I wanted to thank you for the help last week with that Glock 9mm. I ended up laughing it down about 2,000, say you had said to, and polished the feed ramps, and was able to run about 50 rounds through it without having a failure to feed.
Awesome.
But then, I guess my question for you this week is, when I put a suppressor on the end of it, and then I get to where it's having the failure to feed again.
The
suppressor is a... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, let's deal with the suppressor issue first, and then we'll go on to the next topic. So with the pistol suppressor, the critical question is, if you're mounting it on a semi-auto pistol, not a subgun, the critical question is, does it have a Nielsen device on it? What kind of suppressor is it specifically?
It's a Yankee Hill, and it's a 45 caliber suppressor that I put just a thread adapter on, which I wondered if it was too heavy.
Yeah, and so if you cantilever too much weight out on it, or if you have Yankee Hill subgun suppressor, it's never going to work on your pistol. You've got to make sure that you have a pistol with a Nielsen device, so that as the pressure of the powder expands in the chamber, it unweights the barrel and slide assembly and allows it to cycle properly. Yeah, a semi-auto pistol, and I'm glad you called in, because a lot of people don't know this, but a semi-auto pistol of the type of design, a Glock or a typical Smith & Wesson or a 509 SIG pistol, all of these pistols, they unlock a certain way, and when the slide and barrel assembly unlock to cycle and feed the next round in, if there's weight cantilevered on the barrel, which there always is if you put a suppressor on there, it's not going to cycle unless you have a Nielsen device designed into the suppressor itself. And there are subgun suppressors out there that do not have Nielsen devices, and there are suppressors made specifically for pistols that definitely have Nielsen devices, because they're designed to go and function on a semi-auto pistol.
Okay. Now, this particular one, it works. I also have an FNX 45.
Yes.
And it runs just fine on that.
Okay. Well, you may want to take a little more off the barrel and try it, or you may want to try some a little higher pressure ammo. A lot of times the practice ammo is a little soft. But try it with some plus P hollow points and see if it cycles. And if it does, then you know you're close. to being where you want to be, you may need a couple of small adjustments.
Okay. All right. Thanks, sir.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Leonard. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. For the guest, what would which YouTuber? This has to do with the war in Ukraine. Which YouTubers or lay reporters or commentators on the war in Ukraine or day-to-day updaters, such as the U.S., like Paul, the U.S. military veteran, or Dave Davidoff, the ex-pilot, commercial pilot, and several others, Ritter, and I know there's a nest of a whole bunch of them on both sides that are, you know, going both pro and con Ukraine. I guess Paul would be, which would you say of these are the most unbiased and objective and accurate? There's also a Perun, P-E-R-U-N. He seems, would he be the most accurate and objective and credible?
Well, I haven't found any of those guys to be objective and credible, personally. The only objective and credible people I've found in the media at all recently are Ben Swan and Laura Logan. So if you want to understand what's going on in Ukraine, listen to what Laura Logan is saying and listen to what Ben Swan is saying. They're the only two people I found to be telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth as far as Ukraine is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about Paul, the U.S. Army veteran?
I'm not sure who that is, sir.
Okay. Johnny, we thank you for your call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Sam, did you mention reloading classes in the summary? I didn't catch that.
I did not, because usually we layer those in as we get requests. Like a guy will call me and say, yeah, I'd love to take the basic class, or I took the basic class last year. I didn't have time to take the enhanced urban class. Is there a way we could do a reloading class the day before or the day after the course on this particular date? And I said, there absolutely is a way, but I'll only do that if I get a number of requests from the students for that particular class. So if you call in and sign up for a class and you want to combine a precision reloading class, piggyback that onto your trip, make sure you let me know in the phone conversation.
All right. And to a person from the outside, just being exposed to this, it's something that the average person can do. The purpose for the reloading class is to have the most accurate rifle that you can have. Now, a lot of people get involved to save money. The money savings is rather marginal, but the precision part of it is what's the most important, I think. What do you think, sir?
Well, I think actually on a lot of rifle cartridges now, with the expense of brass and the inflation of the components, you could save almost 60%.
Really, that much?
Cost of your ammo on some of the bigger Magnum rifle cartridges.
Okay.
Yeah, the ammo is selling for $7 a round now, John.
Whoa.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's
and so if you're doing a lot of shooting or you're going to class and training, you're going to go through hundreds of rounds of ammo. You can save hundreds of dollars by reloading, but that's the purpose that you do it for tactical training, is to save yourself money for ammunition. But for the long-range training courses, you not only save yourself money, but you get a more accurate round, because then you can tune that particular load specification to be more accurate with your barrel harmonics, and it becomes a real advantage.
All right. Well, there's a lot, and it's a useful skill. The equipment, once you've bought it, you got a first-time expense to buy the equipment. After that, once that's paid for, then you're just paying for powder and primers and bullets and brass as needed, right?
Yes, absolutely. It is. It's an interesting thing to see the markets for precious metals and for brass and copper, lead, and the things that are involved in ammunition. Primers are obviously the most difficult thing to find. If you're getting into reloading and you're shooting less than 1,000 rounds a year, I would recommend you get a lock and load Hornady reloading press. If you're shooting a lot, more than 1,000 rounds a year, then you can certainly justify the cost and the expense of a progressive reloading press. The one we recommend is the Dillon 1100. There's no other press I would own at this point. We have women that have worked in my company. I've watched them load 1,200 rounds an hour.
Really?
On a Dillon 1100.
Whoa.
Now, the average man's good for about 600 to 800. But a really coordinated woman with slender fingers can run a reloading press so much better than a man. It's unbelievable. And you have to see it to believe it. But it's true almost across the board, John. The worst woman running an 1100 is about equal with the best man.
Really?
As far as production.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, that's good to know. And you got a question or comment? This is Firearms Bunny. Give us a call at 512-248-8252.
Yeah, my first clue, John, that women were better than men at making things. So when I was over in Japan touring the Suzuki factory where they make Suzuki motorcycles.
Right.
And we walked into the engine room where they made the GSXR engines, the race engines. And the whole room, it was like 60 Japanese women. And I said to the guy that was giving us the tour, I said, "Oh my gosh, I did not expect this." He goes, "What did you not expect?" And I said, "I didn't expect the whole engine to be completely built by women." And he smiled. He said, "Oh yes." He goes, "No men." He goes, "Men way too slow." That's what he told me. He goes, "Women much better at engine building."
And amazing.
It was remarkable to watch these women build these engines. Their hands were a blur.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's an engine that's spinning 15,000 RPM, you know. So it has to be perfect when it goes together. I mean, and that was my first window into the talents of women, and when they really apply themselves, how much better they are than men at various things. It was remarkable to watch.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, what goes on at Freedom Center USA is world-class training. We have active-duty military snipers that come there to really enhance their skills, don't we, sir?
Yes. We've had a number of active-duty men come for private instruction on specific skills. And that's actually the part of the training that I enjoy the most. Like when I get with a team of chief warrant officers, or I get with these direct action guys that are really, really highly skilled, and we work on a very technical set of skills for a particular mission or something. That's the part that I really enjoy. Cannot wait to get our tower built so we can do a lot more of that.
I'm looking forward to the tower. And tell us about the tower. Give us a description of what it's going to look like.
Well, if you imagine a steel tower that looks a little bit like the Eiffel Tower, it's tapered. It probably won't have the curves of the Eiffel Tower, but it will be about 180 feet tall, and it will have climbing walls on the inside of the tower, and it'll have platforms at various levels that you can shoot off of, and on the outside north wall, there will be a rappelling wall on the outside north and outside south for left-handers to shoot downrange in the vertical world. And that's one of my specialties, is training people how to handle and shoot firearms in the vertical world.
All right. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses for their vehicles, their buildings, their generators. They're available at thelibertyman.com with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, the website where there's excellent videos there to train you how to clean your rifle properly. The website is freedomtraining.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. If you want to sign up for a class, the classes will be posted before the day is over, all things being equal. That phone number is 717-418-2597. And we have open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Sam, what direction would you like to go next, sir? You're on mute, Sam.
John, I think we probably ought to spend a little time talking about some of the finance things that are going on.
Yep.
There is a bill that Kristi Noem vetoed last week, almost 2 weeks ago. It is a very insidious banking bill that is a federal takeover. It makes all currencies illegal. And this bill is in about, it's been introduced in about 30 state houses this year. And the only state that's voted on this bill has been the state of South Dakota, and it was passed and supported by Republicans. It's being disguised as a banking regulations adjustment bill. What it actually is a complete takeover of the financial system. It will make, if this bill passes, it will make all other currencies illegal, all cryptocurrencies, money. I mean, it's going to cause all kinds of problems. And I would highly suspect that it's in your state about to be voted on in this session. You need to get involved. You need to figure out what's going on with the bills in your state. You need to find that bill particularly and make sure your congressmen and your senators know that you vehemently oppose this bill. That's very important for the whole country.
It is very important for the country. So this takeover, who would be in charge once the takeover happens?
Federal Reserve would be in charge of everything, and it makes all other forms of payment for anything illegal. That's what's so dangerous about it.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, I know in my neighborhood, payments made frequently with barter back and forth between men and women. Doesn't involve the government, doesn't involve checkbooks or U.S. currency or gold or silver. And that's done all over the country routinely also, isn't it?
Yeah, it's done all over the country. It's very important that people get involved. Not everybody's going to have the same opinion on stuff, but that's okay. In a democratic republic, your opinion is important. It's just as important in the process as anyone else's opinion. And you don't have to agree with me, you don't have to agree with John, you don't have to agree with anybody else. You need to, as an American, express your opinion. That's how democracy and that's how a well-run republic works, a representative government actually works. It's very important.
It is very important. Well, I'd much rather win our challenges at the ballot box than with the cartridge box. And for too many decades, the conservative Christians have been busy with their careers, their family, their church, and ignoring school board elections, city council elections, local elections of all kinds, allowing the communists frequently to take charge, haven't they?
Absolutely. That is absolutely true. So in the absence, you know, how do I explain this? Dark is the absence of light. The absence of your presence in a representative government, it brings darkness to our government. A representative government needs all of its citizens involved. And so please start to look at what's going on legislatively in your state and express your opinion.
That's what needs to happen. I encourage everybody to do that. And what I refer to our opposition to socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, what they really fear are Americans getting active at all these levels, don't they?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly correct. Because when the people are active, it's hard to manipulate and steal. When the people are active, it's hard to remove their rights. And so it's absolutely imperative that every American get involved in government and express their views.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what kind of homework would you encourage people to do before they, if they sign for a class, before they get to the class? We'll get to that after the break. We'll get the response. We got a caller on hold.
Roger that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, 9 gigabytes of information. Articles and videos from world-class doctors and scientists regarding COVID, the COVID clot shot, information that will help you so you can educate others. And, of course, products will help you as well. Commercial quality freeze-dried equipment from Harvest-Rite. All the excellent products that Mike Lindell offers with pillows and sheets and towels, very luxurious. And, of course, energy cleaners. If you're tired of being tired, check out the energy cleaner. The arthritis pain will be mitigated. It will be. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. The phone will be answered if you want to sign up for a class beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, Saturday was some discussion among the instructors about getting students prepared before they arrive. Can you expand on that, please?
Well, certainly. You know, a lot of students, they go out and they buy a bunch of gear to come and train with. And then they come to training and they realize, Well, that doesn't work that well. The stuff I bought's not working as well as I had hoped. And then they see what the instructors use or maybe what another student may have bought that works well. And they just go, oh, I bought all the wrong stuff. And so we try to have, when you call in to sign up for a training class, we direct you to the required and the recommended items. But I also try and have a discussion about what are the types of things that are going to facilitate your training and make it go much smoother. We found over the years that certain mag pouches work really well. Certain battle belts work really well. Definitely having weapons set up with an RMR on a pistol is a huge advantage. Having a pistol that fits your hand so that you can reach the slide release and you can reach the magazine release without having to change your grip. Those all make it much easier and smoother to operate your weapons and defend yourself. And so it's basically about learning how to use the equipment in a way that allows you to function in the dark, because that's the most likely time you're going to be attacked. And if you can't function and fight in the dark and defend yourself in the dark, then you're in a lot of trouble. And that's why we have the training programs that we do, because it gives you a huge advantage and allows you to do everything that you could do in the day, you can do by touch in the dark with our type of training.
Absolutely. And that's very important information. You ready for our next call here, Sam?
Absolutely.
Bring it on. Joe in New Jersey. Joe in New Jersey. Good morning, Joe.
Oh, good morning, everybody. They run an ad on TV. It's very rarely shown, but the last time they showed it, I wrote the information down. It's about a lubricant, and it's called Super Zilla. Have you ever heard of it? Super Zilla. Z-I-L-L-A.
Yes.
Oh, you heard of it?
Yes.
Oh, yes. You've tried it?
Have you? We've tested it, yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, we'd much rather use synthetic oil as a lubricant. Or dry graphite as a lubricant if you're in the desert or high mountainous regions.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if anybody ever heard of it, because I've never heard of it. And I seen the ad on TV. You can't buy it in the store. You have to buy it through the computer from him. And it looked like he sprayed it on some rusty metal. And by the time he was done rubbing on it, it came up nice and shiny like it was brand new. But I don't know if that's the ad or if it is true.
Yeah, most good lubricants will do that over time. Some work a little faster than others. But if you're talking about a gun lubricant versus a rust removal, there's different processes there. They're not exactly the same thing.
Oh, I see. Well, it's not for guns. I don't own any of those. But I do. Everybody uses lubricant sometimes for rusty bolts or something that's stuck. I mean, locks and things, and I've used WD-40 for years.
The best thing to use on rusty fasteners, bolts and screws that are stuck or rusted, is you can mix acetone with transmission fluid.
Oh,
if you mix acetone with transmission fluid, the machinists and the really good mechanics that I know, if they need to get a bolt out, they're going to soak it in a mixture of acetone and transmission fluid, and that works better than the penetrating oils that you can buy in the store for that very purpose.
How about that? I didn't know that. I know a lot of people, you can't buy creosote anymore, but a lot of people would mix roofing cement, the petroleum with the kerosene. They'd make their own creosote. And I didn't know you can do that with acetone and transmission fluid. I have to try that. But sometimes you get rusty bolts on a farm implement, and you can't loosen that. It's impossible.
Yeah, do a little research on how to mix acetone with transmission fluid, and keep a bot of that handy. It is really useful when you're working on something.
Well, I'd have to try that. Okay. Well, for years we've all used a WD-40, and there was another one called LP-1. These fellas used to use it in the glass industry. They used to order that LP something, super lubricants, because 3-in-1 oil doesn't work. They don't work. And but you have something rusty, you need something to penetrate, or a key, or where you put a key in, the lock, sometimes that gets messed up or padlock, and you need something to lubricate it quickly. I'll have to try that. I know, with the, like I said, creosote, you can't buy it anymore. That was the best preservative around for wood. But they outlawed it. They said it caused cancer. But they used to use it down at the beach to preserve the pilings they used to put in the down at the shore. And those pilings are still there when the ocean takes a lot of sand out. You can see them. They're still there. They never rot away. But they want us to use preservatives that don't work. But so you make it yourself, like you said, acetone and the creosote. We made it ourselves with kerosene and roofing cement. You buy a gallon can, we'd mix that up, and we'd soak the wood in it. A lot of good items you used to buy years ago, you can't buy them anymore. They say, oh, they just don't make them. Oh, they make them, but we're not allowed to buy them. And they were the best, like DDT. I read a story about DDT. They use it over in Europe to kill lice and a lot of harmful things during World War II. DuPont made it. It was the safest, insecticide around. But they banned it. And another item we used to drink when we were kids was called cyclamate. Anybody remember that name, cyclamate? It's a pre-sweetener, artificial sweetener.
Yes.
You remember it? Yeah, we used to drink that, and then they yanked that off the shelf. They said it was no good, but was it? I don't know. We were just kids. But I just want to let you know about the Zilla. So it does, you have tried it. I have to see if get somebody to buy it for me.
Yeah,
all right, I'll let you go.
Try everything we see. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Joe, our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Speaking of rusty bolts, I had I was trying to get some exhaust pipes off an old 80 Ford pickup, and I didn't want to break the bolt that was part of the exhaust pipe. And so I painted some, it was kind of in the fall, I think. It was kind of cool. So I painted some naval jelly on it, and then I think I painted it on real thickly, and then I think I may have put a little cloth on there too. And then I wrapped it in Saran wrap and just walked away from it for at least a day, might have been longer. And then I came back, and I got that nut off without breaking the, but I had the naval jelly, so anyway, that worked for me. But I'm glad you said something about it was acetone and tranny fluid?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Sherry, thank you for the call. Call number is 512-248-8252. What direction would you like to go next, Sam?
Well, I always like to talk about the fundamentals. You know,
yes,
if you watch what happened in Ukraine, if you're aware of what happened in Ukraine, then you saw the level of arrogance that these people had. I don't know if anyone remembers the day before and 2 days before Ukraine, all these Ukrainian citizens were being interviewed by national media, and they were all laughing, saying, yeah, Russia better not attack us, right? And the level of arrogance was utterly remarkable, and that's the problem. Arrogance destroys intelligence, objectivity, and good decision making, and it's part of why Adolf Hitler failed in his move to take over the world. Arrogance and immorality destroy objectivity and truthful, logical decision making. And when I saw the people in Ukraine making light of the Russian situation and laughing, and I thought to myself, this is not going to be good, because once Russia unleashes its attack, these people won't be ready for it. They won't be ready for it physically. They won't be ready for it psychologically, and they're in trouble.
Amazing.
And you saw what happened. You know, a month later, we've got how many of these people as refugees now migrating west? You know, what a tragic sight. And the arrogance played into the suffering. And that's my point. You want to get the fundamentals handled. You want to get freeze-dried food. You want to make sure your vehicles are running good. You want to make sure that you have water and food and ammunition supplies. And I'm not recommending that someone make prepping for disaster a lifestyle. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying get the fundamentals squared away so that you can relax and be happy and go on with your life. And then if something bad ever does happen, you're in a much better position to deal with it.
Good advice. Good advice, Sam. And let's talk about dry fire a bit. Before I go to one of your precision rifle classes, I'll set up a table in my living room, put a quarter-inch target about 50 yards away. And every time, before every meal, which is three times a day, I'll do dry fire, go through at least 10 rounds, and practicing on all those basic skills over and over again until I got it right. And then keep practicing after I got it right to build in muscle memory. That's the kind of thing that will help a person accomplish their goal, isn't it, Sam?
A lot of people don't know this. You know, I've competed in Sniper World Championship and some of the largest tactical rifle competitions in the world. And the thing that you have to understand about world-class shooters is they dry fire 50 times for every live round they fire. Imagine that. They're working very, very hard, and they do it by dry firing. That type of training is absolutely critical to being able to shoot with a high degree of skill and not have recoil issues or flinching issues or any of the other things that can happen if you just go to the range and pound down ammunition with big guns.
Absolutely. Now, quick heads up, I have more of two different kinds of snap caps. One is the all-metal ones, and the other are plastic with a brass base. The all-metal ones won't last. After 50 to 100 cycles, they simply don't function anymore. Where the red plastic with a brass base, I haven't been able to wear those out yet. Are you aware of that, Sam?
Well, I know that there's a certain brand of snap cap that has a spring-loaded primer cup.
Right, that's the red ones. Yep.
And they work extremely well.
Yep.
And I think that that's probably your best investment.
That's the one you want. Those ones are metal, all metal. They're usually the ones I've seen are blue, and they cost a little less, but they end up costing you more in the long run because they need to be replaced. So the red plastic ones with a brass base and a little spring behind the fake primer, that's really the way to go. And it's time well spent, and you can do it anywhere. You got a city apartment, a suburb, a house in the suburbs. You can set up and safely practice like that anywhere, can't you?
Absolutely, and you should. And the thing we always recommend when you set up a dry fire practice area is that you have one rule that cannot be broken. You must, in all circumstances, have zero ammo in that area.
Right. That is absolute must. It is not optional.
Too easy to make a mistake. Too easy to get involved in your practice and get focused on what you're doing and forget that the magazine you just picked up and jammed into your gun actually has a live round in it. So the number one rule of a dry fire practice area is that you have zero ammo in that area. It cannot be reached or touched from any position in that area.
Roger that. That is absolute. That is mandatory. It is not optional. And burn it to your brain, ladies and gentlemen. You want to do dry fire practice anywhere. Make sure you're using the proper snap caps and live ammunition. Can't be touched or anywhere near what your exercise is taking place. Okay. And That's the world-class shooters. They do this all the time, don't they?
Well, typical world-class rifleman will have an air rifle in his bedroom laying next to his bed. And when he wakes up in the morning, before he ever takes his head off his pillow, he reaches up, he grabs the rifle, gives it two pumps, picks a very tiny granular target on the ceiling, and dry fires that weapon. And he'll do that 50 times before he ever takes his head off his pillow. But, you know, that's how it gets done.
That's dedication. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to take any more calls. We're going to have Sam give his summary of his thoughts this week on Firearms Monday. Go ahead, Sam. You're on mute, Sam.
We live in difficult times. It's an interesting dynamic that's going on. There are people trying to destroy the United States. There's a lot of different groups vying for wealth. They're greed-driven. And there's a lot of people being hurt by it. You can do simple things to protect your family. And you should. Should always be armed. Should always be in a position to protect yourself, protect your family. Get a significant portion of your cash out of the banks. There are some things coming that are going to affect the banking sector, and you don't want to run on the banks to take your cash from you, things you've worked for your whole life. So protect that. Convert some of it to silver. Land is something a lot of wealthy, intelligent people do in high inflationary periods. They buy land. There are strategies out there to protect most of what you have worked for. And so please research those and don't be afraid to act.
Absolutely. Well, Sam, we're definitely in perilous times in our republic, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, there's a lot going on politically, financially. It's literally an attempted takeover of the banking system. Make sure you check for those banking bills promoted by Republicans and disguised, literally disguised as just light adjustments to regulations. It's not. These bills are being, the true intent of these bills are being hidden, and they're usually between 100 and 110 pages long. That's an easy way to find the right bill. And the takeover part of the bill is, you know, between page 87 and 101. And so it was these bills were crafted in a very deceptive way, and there's a lot of Republican support for this stuff, and it's disgusting. And conservative Americans, people that believe in the Constitution and believe in a republic and don't want the environmental, social governance, digital currency takeover of this country, we all need to stand up right now. Now's the right time to do it. Doesn't matter if you're libertarian, independent, conservative, Republican, doesn't matter. You need to stand up for yourself and your family. John, have a great week. Let freedom ring, brother. Take care.
Roger that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Sam. All right. Tomorrow morning, we'll have the Tuesday morning roundtable with our new fun bumper music that gives a lead in. It's a Monty Python song. A lot of fun. Leon Green will be with us, giving us updates on what's going on with him. The hobby farm, where he has more than 100 chickens. He calls them his girls. Always a lot of fun. Wednesday, we'll have Jeff Nyquist with us, giving us more updates on the International Commerce Conspiracy. My friend Professor McCanny. We never know what direction Professor McCanny's going to go. Thursday, Dr. Horowitz. Once again, don't know what direction Dr. Horowitz is going to go. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. Truly, truly. Friday, Tom Berryhill will give us updates on what's going on with emergency survival communications and ham radio. A full week, as always. Looking forward to it. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the largest, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.